Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Thursday morning. Yesterday, the Reds were in a doubleheader after having several days off because of a positive COVID-19 test in their clubhouse, and they got it going against the Kansas City Royals. Now, the first game of that doubleheader, the Reds fell to the Royals 4-0. And in game two of the doubleheader, the Reds come back to have a shutout of their own, winning that game 5-0, a shutout for Trevor Bauer. Bauer had caused some controversy before the games even started, showing some cleats on Instagram that had Free Joe Kelly on it. But Bauer's comments on social media were not the only controversy to plague the Reds last night. During the seventh inning of the first game during a commercial break, Reds broadcaster Tom Brenneman uttered what seemed to be a slur on air. Now, Brenneman went on to call the rest of that first game and into the fifth inning of the second game of the doubleheader before the Reds relieved him of his duties and inserted alternate play-by-play announcer Jim Day into the spot. And as of right now, Brenneman has been suspended indefinitely from calling any more Cincinnati Reds games. We'll move over now to the NBA. Today, the second game of that series between the Indiana Pacers and the Miami Heat. The Heat, again, lead that series 1-0. Pacers still plenty of time to get back into it. That game scheduled for a tip-off at 1 o'clock today on ESPN. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1990 in Major League Baseball, Yankees legendary owner George Steinbrenner steps down as the owner of the Yankees. And that does it for your sports update on this Thursday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.